This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Even as top Iranian officials and the military issued apologies for shooting down a Ukrainian jetliner that killed all 176 on board, protests spread across Iran. Police dispersed students who had converged on a university in Tehran to pay tribute to the victims. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted support for the Iranian people in Farsi and in English, warning Iranian leaders against cracking down on the protest. Many of the passengers were Canadian, which prompted responses from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. During a news conference, he said he has spoken to Iran's president and also has been speaking with President Trump.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region for a long time. What we are calling for now is a de-escalation to ensure that there are no more tragic accidents or loss of civilian life, as well as moving forward to the peace and stability that is deserved by everyone in the region.
Before the statement from Iranian leaders, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full admission of guilt. He also said he wanted a full and open investigation, bringing those responsible to justice, the return of the bodies of the dead, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers Saturday and injured two others. NATO's Resolute Support Mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device, or IED. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting the bomb in an Afghan province that hosts a major U.S. military base. The insurgent group stages almost daily deadly attacks on Afghan security forces and their international partners, even as it holds peace talks with the United States. This is VOA News. Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison responded to weeks of criticism through his handling of the bushfires scorching Australia.
Now, there are things that I could have handled on the ground much better. These are very raw, emotional environments. I've got to say that 95% or thereabouts of the responses I've had in these cases have been very positive and very appreciative. But David, these are sensitive environments. They're very emotional environments. Prime Ministers are flesh and blood too in how they engage with people.
Morrison said that he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster as the fires claimed another firefighter's life. 28 people have been killed. The Australian bush has been burning for nearly 3 months now. Re-elected Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen renewed her mandate to keep holding off the island's longtime rival China after a year of fast-changing threats. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
A landslide victory of almost 8.2 million votes for Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday as she was re-elected in a stern rebuke to China. China and months of anti-government unrest and protests in Hong Kong took centre stage in her campaign, with Tsai holding out Taiwan as a beacon of hope for protesters in the former British colony. China claims Taiwan as its sacred territory to be taken by force if needed, a threat which Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated a year ago, though he said he preferred a peaceful solution. Tsai beat her main opponent, Han Kyu of the Kuomintang Party, which favours closer ties to China, by more than 2.6 million votes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Days of nationwide protest in Paris resulted in a response from French police. Reuters' Francesca Lina.
Chanting protesters marched through Paris on Saturday on the sixth day of nationwide protests. A day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. As the day went on, scuffles broke out and police fired tear gas at demonstrators.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. The U.S. Senate is poised to launch a tightly choreographed trial of the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump, but there are questions about some details of the proceedings. They'll be based on the 1999 trial against U.S. President Bill Clinton at the time. That trial provided periods for the prosecution and defense to make their cases and for senators to ask questions. But as with the Clinton trial, the Trump proceedings will begin without a decision whether to call witnesses. First, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi must send the Senate the articles of impeachment. She says that process will be begun this coming week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.